McCall, and welcome to episode 38 of All About Fitness. On today's episode, I sit down with Lisa Wheeler, the Vice President of Programming for Daily Burn, and we discuss what Daily Burn is and how it can help people enhance their life through fitness and exercise. Now, I'm real excited about this conversation because Lisa's been a mentor to me in this industry for a number of years. Lisa and I are what you call master trainers, meaning we travel around the world and we train personal trainers and fitness instructors how to do what they do. So Lisa is one of these people who's evolved the career into something completely different. She started out as a dancer and has evolved into now being a vice president of programming for a streaming service. One of the really cool things, one of the fascinating things, was that Daily Burn was nominated for a Daytime Emmy this year. They didn't win, but they still were nominated. Think about that. It's a streaming service for exercise, being nominated for an Emmy. And I think that's so exciting because I think streaming services are one of the big trends we're going to see in the next few years of fitness. You know, already you can tap in and get a lot of information online for exercise, but streaming is just the next generation, the next iteration of at-home workout videos. Lisa is one of the best in the business at developing exercise programs. So Lisa taking her experience, her skill, and her expertise to work with Daily Burn to help develop the workout programs that are done at home is a great resource for people who may not have the interest in joining a large health club or may not have the time to make classes at a studio. So Daily Burn is trying to bring that experience to you in your home. Now, here's one of the reasons why that's important is a lot of times exercise and fitness can be intimidating. It really can. I've been in this industry for 20-some years, and I still get intimidated sometimes walking to health clubs and gyms because it is kind of nerve-wracking to walk around and see all these beautiful, in-shape people. And I get it. If that's the reason why you don't like health clubs, I totally get it. That's why I'm such a big fan of anything that's going to get you moving, because we know that exercise is important. Exercise isn't just how you look. It really isn't. You know, exercise isn't about trying to be a certain way. Exercise and fitness is about being healthy, about having the ability to do what you want to do when you want to do it. And guess what, guys? If we do it right, exercise can help slow down the aging process. I mean, heck, that's what this podcast is all about. So streaming services like Daily Burn, I think, are going to be one of the next big things in our industry, or are one of the next big things in our industry, because it brings, you know, health club quality workouts, it brings health club quality trainers directly into your home. Some of the people that Lisa has teaching these workouts on Daily Burn are those international master trainers who are traveling around the world training personal trainers. And they can be on your device giving you a workout for your needs today. Now, if that sounds interesting to you, wait till the end of the conversation, because Lisa tells you how you can get Daily Burn for a free month. And that's a cool thing to be able to try it out for free. So hopefully you enjoy the conversation. As you can tell, I'm pumped, I'm amped, I'm excited. Lisa is one of my favorite people in the industry. And after a couple words from our sponsors of All About Fitness, let's get into the conversation. Thanks for tuning in. And if you could take a second, those of us here at All About Fitness would really appreciate it if you could give us a rating. Just take a minute to jot down on iTunes or Stitcher or however you download this and let people know what you think of this podcast, especially if you listen regularly, because the more ratings we get, the more people will be exposed to this and the more information that we can get out there about how exercise can help you and help other people enhance your life. So with that, let's get into it with All About Fitness and Lisa Wheeler of Daily Burn. Vicor Fitness is the maker of the new TerraCore, which is a step, bench, balance trainer, and multifaceted exercise tool combined into one single platform. Go to VICOREfitness.com to see the newest piece of equipment that'll be taking the fitness industry by storm in 2017. Use the code AAF to save 20% on purchasing a TerraCore of your own. TerraCore by Vicor Fitness. Vicor Fitness, better results from better products. Skills is a sponsor of All About Fitness. Skills makes products for all phases of the workout, from warm-up to speed, agility, strength, and most importantly, recovery. No matter what your fitness goal, Skills has a product to meet your need. Use code PM30 for a 30% discount on your order. Skills, fitness and performance products. Be ready. www.sklz.com.
All right, I'm Pete McCall here with All About Fitness with Lisa Wheeler, the Vice President of Programming for Daily Burn. Lisa, can you give the listeners kind of a little quick rundown of your bio about what you do and kind of where you came from in the fitness industry?
Sure, and thanks, Pete, for having me. I'm really been looking forward to doing this with you and talking to your listeners. Hi, everybody. As you said, my name is Lisa Wheeler, and I'm the VP of Fitness at Daily Burn. And I came to that through a long history of working in the fitness industry on the education side with Reebok University and Equinox and Crunch, as well as the consumer side, choreographing and producing videos for Beachbody, Lionsgate, Gaiam, and, of course, Daily Burn. And I became full-time with Daily Burn about a year and a half ago when we decided to start filming a live daily 30-minute workout show that streams live Monday through Friday.
And just you can hear in the background, Lisa is talking from Manhattan, New York, the center. I mean, you have to look at there are a couple of centers of fitness. And I always look at, you know, I'm in San Diego and I always look at Manhattan. But how long have you been an instructor? And did you ever, like, how'd you become an instructor? Because weren't you a dancer first?
Yes, I moved to New York City, and yeah, sorry for the sirens. We live next door to a fire department. I moved to New York City. I'm going to swallow right now and say 1988, and I danced all the way up until 2009 when I retired. But along that way, I started teaching fitness in a women's gym. This was before step, before cycling, before any of that. It was a low-impact aerobics and stretch and, you know, buns and thigh workouts. And I was teaching fitness, and then I started doing some projects with Reebok. I auditioned and became one of their dancers in their industrial team, the Reebok Performance team. And from there, they picked me to become one of their master trainers, and I started working with Reebok University, teaching trainers how to train. All along, I was working at some of the best gyms in New York City. I was teaching for Molly Fox. I was teaching for Jeff Martin. And then when the big boxes, Crunch and Equinox, rolled into town, and I started teaching for them. And I had a wonderful time touring the world for Reebok University and met such wonderful people as Jen Miller, Petra Kolber, Stephanie Montgomery ran a really great group, and I will never forget my times with them. And I just been very lucky that certain opportunities came my way, and a big opportunity was Cal Pozo was auditioning for a TV show called The Method Fitness Show on the Health Network and cast me to be in that, and then also hired me to start choreographing and helping direct a lot of talent like Denise Austin. We worked with Dancing with the Stars, Biggest Loser. So that's how I got into the video fitness world when it was still VHSs.
Well, I think that's such an interesting thing, because I don't think people realize the background of how trainers and how instructors get trained. And so for consumers out there, and this is primarily I try to go after a consumer audience, mm-hmm. consumers don't realize that there's a whole kind of, I don't know if you'd call it a subculture or what, but you mentioned you travel the world for Reebok. And what exactly are you doing? I mean, because you're teaching instructors how to teach, correct? And what's that entail?
Yeah, I used to say we're the trainers' trainers. So there's a lot of wonderful organizations out there that have master instructors to teach your trainer at the gym how to use that equipment properly. TRX, Schwinn Cycling, Pete, you do it for a lot of products as well. These expert trainers who then teach the teachers. And so you have to be educated and you have to know your stuff, not only how to use the product, but how to teach other teachers to motivate, how to encourage, how to get the results for their clientele, whether it's a personal trainer or a group fitness instructor. And I would say there's a whole cottage industry of teacher trainers out there. You know, we love mentoring the younger instructors to then deliver the best content for the results that the consumer wants.
And that's something that I want to point out, Lisa, and this is just, I mean, it's a testament to what you've done and who you are in our industry. Because people listening, you have to realize your instructor, your trainer at some point has probably been influenced by something that Lisa has done, whether it was a video a couple of years ago or whether it was a workshop that she taught. But Lisa has had such an impact with the companies that she's worked with, like with Equinox. What did you do? I mean, I just want to talk a little bit about what you did with Equinox. Like, what was your role before you left Equinox? What was your role? Because I think you had such a cool job. And I think it's kind of cool to kind of hear a little bit about what you were doing.
I was very lucky. I had a great job, and I still love Equinox. I started out as a creative manager with my partner and friend and partner in crime, LaShawn Dale. We were the creative managers, so we would create or help create all the programs that happened in the group fitness studio. LaShawn had this amazing, or has this amazing brain to see trends before anybody else, and we would implement them throughout the portfolio at Equinox, whether it was in the cycling studio, the yoga studio, or the main studio. So we got to create wonderful programs like Whipped with the battling ropes, or you know, we brought bringing guest instructors to then help us co-create programs like precision running with David Seek. And so the joy of being able to create, but also help somebody that had an idea, see their idea come to fruition, and then have that class launched at Equinox. And then eventually I became director of talent, and that was to help take the talent that we have at Equinox, develop them to be better instructors, develop them to be content creators, and help them find their career path at Equinox, whether it be in management, content creation, or becoming a master instructor, because Equinox is growing and need all those roles. So it was wonderful. And, you know, I miss everybody there, but the opportunity at Daily Burn to combine my mentoring, content creation, and production was a little bit too hard to resist.
Yeah, and just before we get into that, I mean, that's a bummer, because I've been teaching for Equinox now. Because for years, I would talk with LaShawn and Geraldine, like, when are you guys going to open in San Diego? And finally, they opened a location in San Diego, and I'm teaching here. And you know, you're no longer with the organization. Because that is, you know, I love teaching for Equinox. Right now, I'm only teaching Whipped. But and I'm trying to get, you know, I know the science and I know the technical stuff, but where I'm really trying, the one thing I like about teaching for for a company that puts so much focus on group, is it's forcing me to get out of my comfort zone and try to get better at being a group instructor. And I've been doing this almost 20 years, Lisa. Yeah. And I've been reaching out to Amy Dixon and be like, yo, hey, give me some advice. You know, what can I do better for better connection? You know, how can I, you know, because I want to create that magic in the studio. So with that, what is the biggest benefit? I mean, what is the biggest benefit of group fitness from your experience? Why do you think people keep coming back to a group fitness studio?
Because they love the community. They want to be part of a group. If they were a loner or just wanted to have a personal training one-on-one, that's great. But the people we see in group fitness need that community, need that group energy, and want to be part of something bigger. And I just find, even when I'm creating content that's online or digital, that you want to create that excitement, that magic, that motivation, that drive, that just, we'd always say at Equinox, that experience that you come into the room and an hour later, you feel like a totally different person. You've gotten a great workout. Your mood is better. We're playing awesome music. You got inspired by something your instructor said. You got inspired by the person working out next to you. And I think that's what people look for in group fitness, is that fun aspect, but also know they're getting a great workout. So it's the blend of the science as well as the motivational magic that you were talking about.
And see, and I think that's what we're starting to see. And that's why, you know, I wanted to speak with you about this, because you've been doing video, you've been doing exercise videos for years. I mean, like you said, going back to the VHS days. But what is it about now that you're doing, you know, you're doing live streaming now with Daily Burn, right? What's that called? What are you guys calling that product?
Daily Burn 365, because we have a brand new workout every single day. It's live Monday through Friday. We pre-tape the weekend shows so that, you know, our cast and crew can have 2 days off. but it is a brand new workout every single day.
And are you finding that people are kind of able to get that live studio experience via the streaming application?
Absolutely. What we've done is, along with the workout, we have it's a little bit of like a combination of the Today Show and a workout show, because we have a host, JD Roberto, and he opens the show. We have a head writer that writes all our scripts. And like this past week, we had a theme about, you know, trying something new. So the whole week was about trying something new that you might feel uncomfortable with, getting out of your comfort zone. So it starts a conversation, and then we do a 30-minute workout. And after the workout, we do about a 10-minute, 15-minute post show that is either a Q&A with the trainer or JD talking a little bit more about the theme for that week. we have live chat going on the whole time. So our writer producer during the show is collecting all the questions or comments so that in real time, JD can say, oh, Pete McCall in San Diego, the, you know, tried for the first time salsa dancing and, you know, giving a shout out to you and, you know, talking about all the people in the community. So I think that that's what makes us unique and original, that you're getting that community with somebody that might live in another state, that might live in another part of the world. We've got people in India and Germany and Australia that they create that community together online.
And see, that's what I think is so cool. And I'm not a techno guy. I'm happy when I can pick up my text and I can read my email on three different devices, you know. And the fact that I figured out how to do podcasting is still, you know, I know there's probably a lot of stuff I'm not doing just because I don't spend the time in front of the computer. But I really, as somebody who's been an instructor for so many years, I love the fact that somebody can join a live class, that I can be in San Diego at 3 o'clock and join a live class in Manhattan, because there is nothing like that. When you have a good group instructor, when you have a good leader in front of the room, there's nothing like the energy that that person creates. I mean, is that the feedback you're getting? I mean, what are your fans? What are you getting? What are you hearing from the people that are doing this?
The feedback that we're getting, because another part that's a little bit different that we do is the class participants. We'll have the trainer and JD, and then we'll have anywhere from 7 to 8 participants in class. They're real people. They're not fitness models. We have a group of about 30 to 35 people that sign up for our classes. So our viewers can identify. We've got people modifying. I've got a woman who just had a baby who had a C-section and she can't do planks yet. So she's modifying. So people see themselves in our cast members. So it's, again, not just the fancy fitness models that can do everything perfectly. So I think seeing that the show is real, and the fact that I've really trained the trainers how to talk through the lens, to engage that person on the other side of the lens, to make them feel like they're part of the class. And that's what's super important, that they're not just teaching and sort of flat to the screen. They reach through the lens and talk to that person at home, and making sure that they feel welcome, that they feel successful, and to push them. And that's something hard to teach. Not everybody has that talent that can really create that energy in a studio, but then take that energy and send it through the lens. Because I think there's so much information out there. There's so much content about exercise. If it's just about knowledge, we'd all be exercising. It's about motivation. It's about inspiration, and it's about community. And I think if you asked any of your viewers, you know, that's what it is. Like, I got to get motivated to go to the gym, or I need to get motivated to be more active. And that's what we want to do. Our philosophy on 365 is move your body for 30 minutes a day and you're going to be healthier. Let's just start there. And it's not about the perfect ratio of work to recovery. It's not about your heart rate monitor. It's not about the perfect prescription of your exercise regime. It's just move your body. Let's just start there.
And I think that's such an important message. And that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast is people. I think we put so much information. You hit the nail on the head, Lisa. There's so much content out there. There's so much information. And there are so many self-professed experts. They can really become overwhelming to try to figure out who to listen to. When the bottom line is, you just said you came back from a meeting of an organization we both work with. The bottom line is just trying to get people to be physically active. Let's get you moving for 30 minutes a day first. Then we'll see what happens. And what do you think? Right. What are some of the benefits of just being active? I mean, of doing like 30 minutes of an activity like salsa dancing, to go back to that example.
Yeah, it's like finding the activity that you love. And I think because we have a new workout every day, people aren't getting bored. Back in the day of the VHS, again, stating my age, and the DVDs and even downloads, is after you've done the workout 2 or 3 times, you know the jokes that the trainer's going to say. You know all the cues they're going to get, and you start getting bored with it. But with us, every day is different. New trainer, new workout. So even if it's not your favorite trainer, you know it's going to be something different. So it eliminates the boredom aspect. And we also make it very beginner friendly, whether it's with options, modifications, low impact. But I think by moving your body 30 minutes a day, you're going to feel better. You're going to have more energy. You're going to start to see some of the health benefits of, you know, we do a little bit with weights, your bone density. You're going to start, even if you're done, change nothing else, you're going to start burning a few more calories. We don't make that the focus. We make the focus that you're going to look better, feel better, and move better. We have a thing that actually our viewers started called hashtag non-scale victories. People's like, I was, you know, I now look forward to getting up in the morning and doing a mobility warm-up before I take the kids to school. I now can roll on the ground and play with my kids. I'm coaching soccer now. I always wanted to do a 5K, and now I have the confidence to train for one. So I think just the movement not only enhances you physically, making you stronger, giving you more energy, but I also think it influences your mind and your mindset, building that confidence, being a role model for your children, changing your life by just changing that habit. If you change that one habit and start moving your body 30 minutes a day, you'll start changing other habits. We found that people said they started eating better. They started sleeping more. They started really looking at their life and making those bigger changes.
And that's an important thing. I mean, you said a magic word there, mindset, because I think that people don't realize the power of that, that if you make a commitment to do something, even if it's something small, like a dance, like an in-home dance class, or you know, a streaming workout 30 minutes a day, the fact that you can do it, if you have 24 hours a day, if you can commit to doing something for 30 minutes, for just 30 minutes out of the 24 hours, you start to create positive habits. You start changing the mindset of if only to I can or I could. Is that kind mm-hmm. of, I mean, do you think that's an important part of it, is being able to have that shift of setting the healthy habits?
Absolutely. And one of our mantras is, yes, I can. And someone posted on our community Facebook page the other day, kind of jokingly, he said, but, you know, buyer beware, DB365 can be habit forming. And he's like, I realized that the other day in the middle of a meeting in a conference room, I started doing lunges because we've been sitting for so long. And he's like, and someone else chimed in. I was like, yeah, I do push-ups in the middle of meetings. And people always look at me funny, but I love it. And someone else said, yeah, I got my whole office started doing walking lunges during the break. So the habit of working out with us, or working out anywhere for 30 minutes a day, they started adding more activity throughout the day because they know it makes them feel better. And I think it's that trigger. We talk about mindset, that there's a trigger. So I dreaded working out, but then I started doing it for 1 month and now I enjoy it. And now I enjoy moving. So it's the trigger to then start other habits during the rest of the day.
And now what do you think the role that streaming workouts are going to play going forward? Because I think streaming workouts are here to stay. I mean, I think that we're going to be seeing a lot more fitness content living online in terms of downloadable videos and live videos. Where do you think, I mean, you're kind of a soothsayer in this space. Where do you think streaming is going to be in 3 to 5 years?
I'm excited about it, obviously, from a business perspective, but also on a sort of democracy of fitness perspective. As technology gets better, more people are going to be able to do this. I mean, our CEO, Andy Smith, 6 years ago when I first helped launch Daily Burn, the subscription site we had a workout library, nothing streaming. His mission was, he wanted to do a daily workout show that everybody did together. We just didn't have the technology then. It wasn't ready. And even now, you know, streaming, you know, every day, it's like we test it every day to make sure that all the components are working. But now we see things like Facebook Live, and, you know, it's changing so quickly. I'm excited to see what the new innovations are going to be, what devices we can watch it on, you know, how much chat can we have involved? We have emojis that fly through that people can do one click, one tap and say if they like a workout, if they don't want to chat. So I think that most, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you are an online fitness business, or you're a brick and mortar, digital and streaming is a must for your business. You've got to have a digital component out there. You need to reach your members, your clients, through wherever they are. you can't expect them always to come to your brick and mortar. You need to be able to connect with them 24/7.
And see, that's something that, I think has changed that I think we're still, you and I are still trying to grasp. And that's the fact that so many people now, there are so many trainers out there that don't have a studio, that they don't have an actual physical place where they work out, but everything they do is online. They maybe film stuff, they film exercise how-tos. Is that something that, did you see that coming? I mean, or is that something that kind of, are you like me where it's kind of snuck up on us and kind of like, wow, this is happening?
Well, it snuck up a little bit, but while we were doing shooting DVDs, we were always shooting content. We started shooting little content for YouTube or little content for the products we were working to be able to have little download snippets. So we were starting to do that. What I started seeing was people that don't have enough fitness education started doing it. And that's where you said, you know, you mentioned earlier that it's, there's so much, well, I also said there's so much content out there, but it's not always expert advice. And so, as I spoke earlier about the democracy of fitness, the benefit of that is back in the day in the 80s, you had to get a contract with one of the big, distributors to get your videos out there. Now anybody with a camera can get their content out there. And that's great for people that maybe not could have had a meeting with Beachbody to get, you know, become the next Insanity or the next Shaun T. They can do that on their own. It also opens the door that a lot of people who don't have fitness education to create content. But that's the yin and yang of democracy, right? You got to take some of the bad with the good.
And how do you propose? I mean, how can people kind of tell? What's your kind of litmus test? How do you think people should be able to tell between who to pay attention to and who to maybe avoid online?
Well, I think twofold. I think the consumer is getting smarter. Like they can tell, you know, when someone is just giving them a line, telling them what they want to hear. So I would encourage your listeners to investigate who they are following, who are they getting their information from. If someone's just constantly talking about, you know, you can burn 1,000 calories with this workout, you might want to have a red flag come up. Or I can help you lose 30 pounds in 2 weeks. Red flag should go up. You know, find out, you know, through some of these organizations like ACE, through a bunch of different certifying organizations, who the trainers are in your area, or looking online, like, okay, do a little fact check around that person. Are they certified? Where is their fitness content coming from? Is it just because they worked out at a gym and they got this great body and now they profess to be able to tell you how to do it? That's not education. That's anecdotal. And you need somebody that has a little bit more education so that you don't get injured.
And that's exactly, you know, because that's exactly kind of where I wanted to go with that question, because I think the thing to watch out for listeners, if you're trying to find people that are good, you want to watch out for people who are really definitive, like saying this is the only way. I mean, would you agree with that? Because if I come out there and say, if I say this is the only way to do it, would that raise a red flag in your opinion?
Like 10 red flags. It was like, this is the only way to do it. You know, follow me. I'm the only person that can solve this problem for you. Then no. No. Red flag.
And because the people that we've worked with, I mean, you know, the colleagues that we've worked with for years, if you ever ask us a question, we're going to give you kind of, well, that depends. I mean, is that always like the first, is that how you, if somebody asks you a specific question, like how do you answer an exercise question?
Well, you know, someone says, hey, I want to lose 20 pounds. What should I do? It's like, okay, let's talk about, you know, who are you? How old are you? When you say 20 pounds, you know, where are you right now in your health and fitness? And maybe you think you need to lose 20 pounds, but maybe you need to get stronger. And if you put on more muscle, your weight may go up, not down. Let's look at it holistically of what your goals are truly, and also what your health goals are, not just your aesthetic, but what your health goals are. And you have to investigate a little bit more. And each person's different. The workout and nutrition plan that works for me may not work for you, Pete, may not work for your viewers. It's very specific to the person and where they are in their life and what they've done in the past. If someone has been starving themselves through diet after diet after diet and has thrown their metabolism into chaos, it's going to take a long time to get that to settle down, and it's going to be a little different than what someone might prescribe for you or me.
And I think that's, I mean, for what, with what you just said, Lisa, I mean, for listeners, if you ever ask any trainer, an instructor a question, you should hear exactly what Lisa just said, those questions. You know, what does 20 pounds mean to you? Why, what are you doing now? Where are you? You know, what are your health goals? Because unless somebody knows that about you, they cannot give you an answer about what you should be doing. It's not just as simple as doing ABC. And I'm sorry, you know, if anybody's trying to sell you a simple answer, it doesn't exist. I mean, it really doesn't. There's just a whole stratum of variables that you have to change one at a time. That's why I like this concept of the daily burn 365 of just 30 minutes a day, because 30 minutes a day is one variable that can have huge impact. I mean, and that's what you're seeing. Now, let me ask you this before we wrap up. What's, you know, as you've gotten a little bit older, you know, I know we've both been doing this for a little while. How have your workouts changed? Like how have you changed your personal workouts as you've, as we've matured into the 20 teens where we are now?
I've added a lot more mobility. I herniated two discs in 2007, and my right leg was paralyzed for about 3 months. And luckily, I had great caregivers and was able to fully recover. But I always, you know, I'm very, not wary, I'm cautious about my back. So certain things I will avoid, or I need to make sure I'm really warmed up and mobile, so that if my hips aren't mobile, it's going to go into my back. So I need to make sure my hips are mobile, my spine is mobile. So that I've added a lot more into my workouts. As a dancer, I was always moving in three dimensions. I was always moving in every direction possible. So I try to maintain that as well. I still like high intensity workouts, but I don't do them as often as I used to. I sprinkle them in. I like to do a little bit more. Sorry again for the sirens in the back.
New York. That. That's cool.
I still love group fitness, but I did hire a trainer for a while because I needed someone to assess my movement. I know how I move, but that's my perception of how I move. And I wanted someone to really take apart what my limitations might be. And I thought I had a strong core. And once I met with this particular trainer and took me through an assessment, it wasn't as strong as I thought it was. And so we worked on that. Other things, it was great. But sometimes you need an outside eye to take a look at your body and go, like, these are the issues, especially as you get older, because we fall into certain patterns. And those might not be good patterns. And you can still change those patterns if you're mindful about them. So I'm trying to be much more mindful about my workouts.
And that's an important part. And because one thing that I try to get people to realize is that you may have a favorite movie. No matter how much I might like Caddyshack, after I've watched Caddyshack a number of times, it's boring. It's not stimulating. And exercise is kind of the same way. You know, exercise works kind of the same way. You might have a favorite workout. You might have a favorite routine that you do, but after a certain period of time, your body adapts to it and it just doesn't get the same stimulus. And so that's good to hear. And you're, like with mobility, are you talking about like yoga? Or are you talking about like dynamic stretching? Like what's your kind of go-to mobility?
I mean, I love yoga. I absolutely love yoga. But there's times I don't have time to get to a yoga class. So I have mobility moves that I've taken from some of my favorite coaches that I can just do at the studio. I can do at the airport. I try to sprinkle them out throughout the day. I do work for a fitness company. So you'd think I'd be, you know, run around all day. No, I'm not. I'm creating workouts on the computer. I'm getting, you know, deals done. So sometimes I need to be reminded to stand up and do just 10 minutes of mobility to keep my blood flow going, to keep my hips from locking up. I end up hunching over a computer just like everybody else. I'm not superwoman. I'm just like everybody else. So I try to incorporate those throughout the day. And so it's important to do joint mobilization. Sometimes, like I said, I'll do yoga, and sometimes it's just working on balance and working on my breathing that I find important. You know, there's one thing, you know, with this high popularity of high intensity workouts, we know there's great benefits for those, but not 7 days a week. It's like you've got to balance it out. You can do high intensity to maybe three times a week and then get some steady state, get some mobility, get some just, you know, go hiking with your family. You got to mix it up, like you said, before so the body doesn't plateau or get understimulated. But it's also, you don't want to beat up your body every single day. And it's then you go into that flight mode and adrenal fatigue. I don't want to get all sciencey on everybody, but the body will start to shut down and not respond.
Now, what I love about this right now, and this is why I'd give you a big bro hug, and because I got a big smile on my face. And, you know, I've interviewed guys like Brett Jones from Strong First and Dan John, who's a strength. And for the listeners, Lisa is coming at it. Lisa has lived in group fitness for years, but she is saying exactly the same thing that these other experts have said. You know, those guys have said the exact same things. And that's what I think is so important, that when you talk to people who know what they're doing, you're going to get consistent answers. It doesn't mean if you don't like the answers, you go look for somebody else. You know, yeah. if you ask, you know, if you ask 10 people out there and you get the same answer from 8 of them, guess what? That's probably going to be what you should be doing. And so yeah. I love that. I got a big smile on my face because you come at it from such a different background. You've been such a high level performer in the group fitness world for so many years. To hear you say the same thing that Dan John, who's a big, you know, and I mean this in a loving way, he's a big meathead. A big strength guy, you know, to hear you say the same thing means that we're following the principles. You know, you're following the principles of what we know works. And that's the important thing to hit on. So what's going to be happening in the next year or so with Daily Burn? I mean, what should people be on the lookout for, and how can people get more information about Daily Burn?
Well, we're going to continue with our daily show, live. Sometimes we, you know, again, to give some of our crew some days off, we'll do a best of week. But that's very rare. So you can always come and get a brand new workout with, you know, I've got about 10 trainers right now, but we often have guest trainers come on. I've had Louis Van Amstel do dance. We've had Benny Wiley from the TV show Strong come on and do 3 days with us. So we keep changing it up with new ideas, new motivation, new trainers. We may take it outside. We may take it on the road. You never know. But along with that, we also will continue to create programs for our library. And by that, I mean we have Bob Harper's Black Fire, which is a 90-day program. We shot a program with a Spartan race so that if you're training for a Spartan race, you can come to Daily Burn. And we've got 6 workouts created with the Spartan team and led by one of their biggest Spartan athletes and shot up in Vermont at the owner of Spartan's farm. So it's beautiful, but it's legit coming from Spartan, co-created with Daily Burn. So we will continue to partner and create new programming to go in our library alongside Daily Burn 365. So no matter what your fitness level, you're going to be able to find something there. And all you need to do is go visit dailyburn.com and sign up for a free trial. You get 30 days free. Check us out. See if you like us. And if you do, come and stay. And if you don't like us, go out and find something that you do like, because there's so much out there, so many good trainers, so many good people creating content. The important thing is you find something that you like, that you'll do, and that enhances your life.
And just on that note, that is such a beautiful message. And if you, again, for listeners, if you talk to good professionals who know what they're doing, they have the self-confidence to know that their solution might not be right for you. But what's important is that you find a solution that is right for you. So the way you said that, Lisa, is beautiful, because if it's not right for me, you want me to move. You don't care about whether I move. You'd like me to move with Daily Burn, but the bottom line is you want me to move, correct?
Absolutely. We have people that will come and chat on 365 show. They'll say, hey, I just want to say hello. Today's my day to go running. I'm not going to work out today, but I just want to say hey. We're like, awesome. That's great. We just want you to do something. We want to be there every day for you if you want to work out with us, but we don't expect you to work out with us every day. We want you to do other activities. So we love that. And that's what I think businesses need to not be afraid of, that if your members aren't in your brick and mortar, it's okay. Provide opportunities for them and they will always come back.
That's a great message. Well, Lisa, thank you very much for your time. And for listeners, I'll have all the information, the contact information for Daily Burn in the show notes. And Lisa, I hope to see you soon.
Thank you. And we want you to come on the show. So we'll find a time for you to come on and join us, because I think we'd have a great chat with you and it'd be a whole lot of fun.
Well, hopefully you got a lot out of that interview. As you can tell, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Lisa. I think she is one of the smartest, most creative, most dynamic personalities in our industry. And it's really been a pleasure working with her and knowing her as a friend and a colleague the past number of years. And I really firmly believe that services like Daily Burn, the streaming services, are going to be the future of our industry for the next few years, because it allows people to take top quality exercise instruction with them anywhere. Back in the old days, as you heard us referring to, you had these VHS tapes. Well, after you watched the tape four or five times, it was kind of boring. Now you can tune in. You can be in who knows where and tune in and take a class live with one of the top instructors in the world. How awesome is that? Especially for those of you that might just not like the health club environment. I get it. You know, why not work out at home? Why not tune in to Daily Burn? I mean, heck, they were nominated for an Emmy. That's freaking amazing. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. In the future, I got some great content coming up. I was on a little bit of a hiatus. I was busy with a semester at school. I teach in a college here in San Diego and a couple other projects and some travel. So I just didn't have time to do the editing, but I have been recording. So I got some really cool stuff coming up. So keep tuning in. If you want to stay in touch with me, I do a lot of blogging for the American Council on Exercise and write a lot of articles for them. And I throw them all out via Twitter. My Twitter is PeteMC_fitness. I also put up a lot of information via Instagram, and I'm getting better about integrating on that. And you can follow me on Instagram at PeteMcCall_fitness. And then finally, you can just go to my website. I will be posting blogs on there, trying to get more frequent about that. My website is PeteMcCallFitness.com. And if you're still listening, I really appreciate your tuning in. Please take a moment, however you listen to us, and give us a rating. And also, if you have any questions, comments, any feedback, or if you want to pitch an interview, my email is Pete@PeteMcCallFitness. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, stay active and keep sweating.